Hi, welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you so much for joining me today. I created the Miss Tina Show for one reason only, and that's you. I wanted you to have a sacred place where you could find refuge, feel safe again, and rest a while, and experience the healing energies of love and light. For you see, love and light does still exist. They exist within my heart and within my soul. And in case you haven't noticed, the human race is going through a very difficult time right now, and some are even going mad. And the world's deterioration has sadly only just begun. You can't expect in general the human consciousness to become even more consumed with rage, darkness, and polarization within the next 3 to 5 years. I want to help you, and I know that I can, with my spiritual and healing gifts. Perhaps you can just consider me a new friend, someone who you can count on, like a beacon of light and love, who you can spiritually connect with every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show. My show is heard live worldwide, and it's also then recorded and put up as a podcast, normally the next day on probably any podcast platform that you prefer and that you enjoy. But most importantly, during the live show, whenever you feel just too much pain, you're feeling really lost and confused, become deeply frightened, just don't know what to do, I want you to reach out to me on the air, please, at 888-627-6008. Again, that number, just jot it down, 888-627-6008. And I assure you, I know you're going to feel a lot better the moment you connect with me. Now, before we begin tonight's show, I'd like you to reach out to your family and friends also and invite them to join us for the next 55 minutes. Now, a little about me. Some of you may know me. I started broadcasting literally 50 years ago. I was 17 years of age when I first hit my first radio and television show way back in Chicago, Illinois. And I was under the production name of a nickname called Cookie. They used to call me Cookie. And now people call me Tina, so that's okay. I pretty much come whatever you call. So take the moment, whenever you have a chance, please visit my website at www.misstinashow.com. Again, that's www.misstinashow.com. And if you would, just take a little time to get to know me and discover how I may be of assistance to you as well through my one-on-one private practice that I conduct worldwide through Zoom sessions, and also my best-selling books as well that are available worldwide through Amazon.com and other platforms too. And again, we have our show that's broadcast live every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On one of the platforms this last week that my show was actually posted, there was a comment that was left. And it really touched me, you know, and for a moment, I had to think, you know, and not really think, but more like, okay, I want to embrace this. What exactly was this individual trying to tell me? What were they trying to communicate to me? And how best can I assist this individual? And I want to share with you what this individual said to me, and then what my reply was. And then we could talk about it. And you're very welcome again to call in at 888-627-6008 if you have any questions or comments. It was very short, very brief comment with the individual left, and this is what this person said. I personally don't trust these love and light people. They're suspicious, but it could just be my misunderstanding. That's all this individual said. I'll read it again. I personally don't trust these love and light people. They're suspicious. Could just be my misunderstanding. And here's my reply to this individual. And this really is at the center core of the purpose of the Miss Tina Show and why I decided to begin to broadcast this particular show on every Wednesday night. This is what I said to this individual, and now I'd like to share it with you as well. Hi, thanks for reaching out to me. So first of all, let me make that clear. You can always reach out to me, okay? I want you to feel comfortable. That's why I'm here. And maybe perhaps some things that I might say or share or explain on the show, it might kind of turn you upside down a little bit. Might get you a little angry, might get you a little mad, might frighten you. It's okay. It's all part of the journey, all part of the experience. And that's part of waking up spiritually as well when you come from the man-made artificial reality and its programming and indoctrination. And then when you bump into somebody like Miss Tina, you start having awakening experiences. All of a sudden, things start changing for you. And it can be a rather frightening or alarming experience when you just don't understand what's happening. So on my website at www.misstinashow.com, right on the front page, the home page, there's a full contact form right there. Fill it out. Just say whatever you have to say. Get it off your chest. I don't want you to hold this stuff in. We're here to have an equal exchange of communication. And I'm here to help you every step of the way through your spiritual journey and your awakening. So thanks for reaching out. Okay, that was my first reaction to him. It's okay to question, especially in today's world, where we have all of this. We don't even know what's fact, what's real, right? Fake news. It's okay to question. So if you're going to be a part of my journey as well on the Miss Tina Show, you're going to have a lot of questions as we go along. Write them down. Share them with me on a form, on a comment form, or call in. That's what this is all about. And I promise you're never going to be judged. You're never going to be yelled at. You're never going to be condemned to hell. You know, that's not what the Miss Tina Show is about. This is about helping you to awaken in your own way and in your own time, in your own form. So this is my response to him. I chose love and light. I use his exact words. I chose love and light because growing up in Chicago's ghetto, I was right just outside of an area called Cabrini Greens. So anyone living in Chicago now, hello, know it very well. So grew up in Chicago's ghetto by Cabrini Greens. I was exposed to the extreme opposite of love and light. I was exposed to the gangs, every street corner. I was exposed to violence 24 hours a day, gunshots always going off where I grew up. The pimps, the prostitutes, the drug dealers, the drugs, the used heroin needles, and rape. We won't even go into that this evening. At a very early age. And I got my first set of brass knuckles at the age of 9 years old. 9 years old. I learned at a very early age in life that there were two levels of consciousness. One, love, and the second, hate. It sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? love, or hate. The other consciousness that I recognized in people immediately at a very early age was faith or fear. Faith or fear. And I saw what the lower emotional vibration also did to these people, such as hatred, such as fear, such as anger. It destroyed them, literally destroyed them. They hated and also feared everyone, and they were mad and angry all the time. They had absolutely no peace. They had no happiness. So in short, that's why I chose love and light. I chose to live my life to the best of my ability, even as a young child at 4, 5, 6 years old, growing up in Chicago's ghetto and being exposed to these lower emotional frequencies and vibrations. I chose love and light because it was better than destroying myself. That's what I saw. I was literally watching people on a daily basis choose the lower emotional vibrations, animate it and express itself through their behavior every day, destroy themselves and destroy each other. Now, for some people, they say, yeah, but look at the world. And look at the world today, Tina. Yeah, the world's not perfect, is it? No. And it's not a bed of roses either. Hell no. It's a mess out there today. In many ways, my young childhood growing up in the ghetto prepared me for the chaos today, prepared me for the intense polarization today, and people just at each other's throat and hating each other today, being frightened of each other today. So what did I continue to express to this individual? I chose to create as best as I could, even at that young age, my own little piece of heaven. I chose to create my own little piece of heaven. Why? And I told him, because like you, I deserve happiness. Just like you, I deserve happiness. I deserve joy. And what I discovered at a very young age is that, in fact, I was given the gift of free will and choice. It's a very powerful gift we've all been given. And it's the equilibrium, the leverage of we've all been created equal. And what we do with our free will and free choice, that's what makes all the diversity and the changes in the world. Do we choose light, or do we choose love, or do we choose hatred, and do we choose fear? The most important aspect of what I shared with him that I want to share with you also tonight. I did not and still do not depend on the world for nothing. One of the greatest spiritual teachers and masters and healers that came to our earth plane a couple thousand years ago said it so clearly, I am in the world, but I am not of the world. I am in the world, but I am not of the world. And, you know, as a young child, obviously I heard that somewhere along growing up as a Catholic and going to the Sunday masses and all of that. And eventually I understood what Jesus was talking about as a spiritual teacher, to be in the world, but not of it. And so I decided to create my own heaven on earth, not dependent on the world to like me or love me. And that's the key. That's how you're able to maintain that kingdom of heaven within you. And that's how you're able to maintain your connection, your inner light self, your inner light being within yourself, is that you will not find it or discover it generally outside in the man-made artificial reality world and with all this chaos and polarization, fake news, we don't know what's real, what's not. It's going within and connecting to your true, authentic, spiritual self and connecting back home. So as I stated to him, I do not depend on the world to like me or love me. I love myself. That's what being a light worker is truly, what it truly means to me. So when he originally said, you know, I don't trust these love and light people. They're kind of suspicious. Well, I can't speak for anybody else that refers themselves as a light worker, love and light. I could only own my own self, my platform, as a person that speaks of love and light. But what I learned was, I was not going to depend on the world, the external world, and all of the relationships to like me or love me. Because I found at a very young age that humans in general were not reliable emotionally at all. You know, one minute they're your best friend, and the next minute, God only knows what they want to do to you. They're not reliable. They're not an anchor. They're not somebody, someone that you can just hold on to, you know, for the rest of your journey and feel safe with them. I know, and I want to help you to feel the same way about yourself. I know that I can count on myself no matter what. I mean, that used to be my mantra as a young kid. After I left home at an early age of 10 years of age, and to get out of that violent drama with mom and dad, my earth parents, and then began to live my journey on the streets of Chicago, all the gangster men and pimps and drug dealers, that I knew I can trust myself. I didn't have to worry about trusting anyone else. I trusted myself, and most importantly, I loved myself. Because at the end of the day, I realized at a very young age, all I got. That's it. This is me. I came into the world, and it's up to me, it's my job to look out for me. I got to have my own back. I have to trust myself. I have to like myself. I have to love myself. I have to care about myself. I'm all I got. So as I continued on with him, I hope, my dear friend, that you choose love and light for yourself. Not because of me or what I say, but because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved. And if by no one else, but by yourself. Sincerely, Miss Tina. We're going to talk about relationships in the human dimension and what that's all about. Because 99% of my private practice work is about relationships. And people are always going, what am I doing wrong? Why don't they work? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Discover our three best spiritual self-help books on Amazon. 1. Miracles and a Prophetic Message from an Angel is a rare opportunity for you to read the phenomenal story of one woman's journey and spiritual transformation into becoming one of God's own personal healers and to bear witness to the countless miracles. 2. The Best-Selling Guide to Spiritual Interpretations of Your Dreams guides the reader through various types of nightly visions and provides them with profound spiritual interpretations and positive affirmations. 3. Jesus and a Roman Centurion. A past life memoir is a profound regression that captures the very essence of Jesus when a Roman centurion locates the 2-year-old Christ child and ultimately chooses to betray everything he had ever believed in or known. Learn more about us on www.mistinashow.com and see the spiritual changes within you.
Hi, welcome back to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you for joining me. Now, if for some reason you missed the first portion of the show, that's okay. Normally within 24 hours, we go ahead and have the live show now posted as a podcast. And you'll be able to find Miss Tina Show just about on any platform that you prefer and that you like, okay? So no fears, just sit back and enjoy. And again, let me give out that on-air phone number, 888-627-6008, if you just feel the need that you have to reach out, and I'll be glad to speak with you. And again, anyone that would like to get to know me a little bit more, discover about what I provide in my one-on-one private sessions worldwide. I do them all through Zoom, and I have 3 best-selling books as well that can be of great assistance to you. Just visit my website at www.misstinashow.com. 99% of the work I started my private practice, well, I started my broadcasting work when I was 17 years of age, and my private practice was about 21 years of age, and so I've been at this for over 50 years now, and 99% of all the clientele that I've been able to assist over these years, the majority of it has been about relationships. Most of my clientele are women, but I do have men every now and then. They're enjoyable to work with and talk to as well. And everyone's always asking, why doesn't my relationships work? You know, what am I doing wrong? And I think it's really a matter of misunderstanding, misinterpretation. It's just the wrong perspectiveness of what relationships really are all about. I know for the women that I've worked with over the last 50 years, you know, ever since they were a little girl, they were basically indoctrinated, you know, with the little princess story and the Cinderella story and the prince, you know, a knight in shining armor is going to come and rescue them. And it's just, it's a real fairy tale and a make-believe, and they just believe it so deeply, so profoundly that, I mean, I've had my lady clientele tell me that, I mean, as young as 10, 12 years old, you know, they were already planning their wedding. They were looking at bridal gown magazines, you know. They were already thinking about how many children they were going to have, you know, what their children's names were going to be, what they were going to be like when they grew up. Well, then they meet me when they're in their late 20s or 30s or 40s. They've fulfilled this fairy tale. They got the one-of-a-kind custom bridal gown. Everything was, you know, from the napkins to the tablecloths, everything had to be perfect, right? And then in the real world, they find out, in most cases, that the marriage, the myth, the fairy tale that they were, you know, just indoctrinated with from a very young age, that's not what they're experiencing at all. And they don't understand it. And unfortunately, in many cases, oftentimes, those relationships become quite abusive in one form or another also. Could just be mental abuse, but that is quite devastating and destructive to an individual. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, and then they find me. So, tonight we're going to talk about relationships. At least we're going to start this conversation because going back to what I originally talked about in the first part of tonight's show about this individual saying, you know, I personally just don't trust these love and light people. They're suspicious. Okay, but could just be my misunderstanding. Well, it is a misunderstanding, and I'm glad that individual reached out through a comment, and I'm glad that I was able to share that with you this evening as well. So this, what I'm about to share might be brand new to some of you, and others might go, yeah, I knew that. And then there might be some, well, I thought I heard that, but I'm not sure about it. I'm a little confused. So I'm going to try to keep it as simple and clear as I possibly can for you. Prior to your incarnation in your chosen, selected physical human vehicle that you currently are in, right, you're using basically to listen to the Miss Tina Show tonight with, prior to your incarnation, you were solely consciousness, and you do, you know, a lot of people get a little confused, or they ask me, because over the years I've done a lot of past life regression, and one of my books, I also share my own past life regression when I was a, believe it or not, a man, a 6'4". Very barbarian style, Roman centurion man 2,000 years ago when I met Jesus as a child when he was just 2 years old. So, yes, our consciousness never dies, number one. There is no death. It's just a myth. Your consciousness has eternal life. And this may be a little confusing for some people to understand if you've been exposed to a lot of religious, man-made religious teachings. It's basically from my understanding that in order to have eternal life, you basically have to be a Christian and you have to be a good person, you know, by the man-made organized religious institutions. And some people I know in my personal clientele work, they get a little like pushed back sometimes when I say, it doesn't matter what type of lessons you learn, like how your life unfolds on the earth plane. You know, a good guy, a bad guy, you know, religious, you know, a Christian or not. It doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. The man-made religious teachings are not the clarification or the guarantee of eternal life. If no man-made religion was ever created on the earth plane, the consciousness, the souls, would still continue to experience eternal life. Our souls, our consciousness, our spiritual selves always live, cannot die, cannot be destroyed, no matter what. If you're a Christian or not, if you're a believer or not, if you're a bad person, it doesn't matter. Now, the difference is the frequency and vibration of that consciousness as far as where do you live. The afterlife is very segregated, but in a very loving and dignified and respectful way, so that people of a higher vibration of love and light, they're basically permitted and allowed to congregate and to live in those dimensions of that frequency. It's basically who you are now, what your consciousness is of today while incarnated in a human body. So if you're of light and love, when you transition, when your human vehicle, your human container expires, and our human containers all have an expiration date. They do expire sooner or later. That's their job. They're just like machines. That's all they are. once they expire and we're released from our humanistic forms and we go back home, it's our end destination for that moment. You know, there's nothing permanent about life itself. Consciousness is continually changing, constantly evolving all the time, eternally. Depending on your own evolution and your vibration, that's where you are based. It's like a law of attraction. That's where you will be assigned to go. Some people do refer to it as heaven. And others who are consumed, who in their earth plane chose to basically take within themselves this lower vibration of hatred, lower vibration of judgment and fear, and division and diversity and all of that. And it's unfortunate, but for whatever reason they chose to experience those lower vibrations, when they transition from their earth body as well, they will, law of attraction, be assigned to a lower vibration. It's a similar energy field. There are many dimensions or spheres within heaven, if you want to call it, and I hate to use the word hell. Some people, you know, that I've regressed and we've gone into past lives have described it as hell. I try not to use that word because I try not to get associated with the religious teachings of hell and damnation and punishment and judgment and all of that. I prefer to just refer to it as frequency of vibration. From the highest vibration of the purest love and light to the lower vibration of fear and doubt, confusion, anger, and so forth like that. So we're, and many people ask, well, how many lifetimes do we have? For me, the easiest answer is we have one. We have one lifetime. There's only one of us. We're multidimensional, but there's only one of us. And our consciousness and our soul can enter within containers, forms, vessels, whatever word, bodies, whatever word that you feel more comfortable with to describe this outer casing that our soul, our consciousness, our spiritual essence enters within. And in the earth plane, on the third dimension, that's just the way it's been designed. That's how God designed it. That, can you imagine if we were all just down here in consciousness? I mean, just orbs, it'd be kind of cool. You know, just these little light orby things, you know, you see sometimes in a photograph. You go, what is that? You know, is that Aunt Mary? Is that Uncle Joe? You know, they're orbs, because that's all they are now. They don't have a form or a body anymore. But they have their energy, and they generally look like these little circular. Sometimes if you really capture the orb, really, you know, I've gotten really lucky sometimes, and I could actually see the outline of the face of the individual as well, of who they were when they were in a container, in their form, what they look like when they took a body. It's the consciousness. It's the soul that animates the body. And there is no limit to, you know, maximum or minimum of how many times you can take possession of a human container. How many times do you want to come back to Earth and have a container? Not to say that other dimensions or other planets don't have their own containers as well, because we know they do. We know the Pleiadians have containers and so forth like that. So prior to your incarnation on Earth, you have had other incarnations. You have taken form before as well. Perhaps you chose to be a woman, like I chose in this lifetime, and perhaps you chose to be a male. And we'll just keep it that simple, because there are other forms and containers that you can choose as well. But it's not just, well, do I want to be a girl or do I want to be a boy? It's the purpose You sit around a table, you know, with the elders and your spiritual team, and it's like, okay, why do you want to go back to Earth, and what is the purpose? And based on the purpose, that's the discernment that takes place of what type of form that you take on, a male or a physical. So right now we have a physical female on the line wanting to talk to me. So let's go ahead to line one on Pauline. Good evening, Pauline.
Hi, Miss Tina. Miss Clementina. I love your name. I forgot to tell you that. Now that I know it, I forgot.
That's wonderful.
I remember a Marie something or other, but I love it. I love the length of your name. I don't really know what else to say. I actually tuned in a little bit late, and then I heard the letter you read, but then I didn't really hear the rest of your response. And I actually found it very interesting, because as a former healer, I realized that, yeah, I also came upon all that as myself, as a learning and having teachers and people who did healings on me. And so a lot of them were interested in the money only. They didn't care it really when I really needed them to support me. I mean, I was trying to help family. And, you know, it's just, I learned a lot by the craziness in the New Age world. And I almost walked away from all of it, but, you know, I'm healing myself. And then I realized, well, I'm going to become the type of healer that I want to help out in the world. And actually, everybody's supposed to heal themselves anyway, but just to guide them. And I think that's what your show probably is. You sound like, from what the little I really did read of the website and looked and listened to the shows, I haven't listened to them all the way through. I have another conference call I go to. I'm networking with a lot of people that I'm connecting with people who I really feel are in this path for the right reasons, and I'm joining up with them and trying to unite some of us. And I'm hoping that I make a difference, and that's really why I'm doing this. I really appreciate you, because you sound very unique, and that's probably why I'm drawn to you. But there were very few shows that I even liked on BBS, and the person that I dealt with was the most truthful, and most people were turned off by what he said, because he said everything the opposite of all the New Agers. And all the ladies were attacking him.
Yeah.
And if they don't like you, I think then you're doing just the perfect thing. But I get why people are turned off to a lot of the New Age. You know, it's not practical. And since I actually was just a typical person, it's not like I knew I had gifts. You know, I now know I'm way more than I even realized. You know, I came back with a lot of gifts and a lot of ancestry behind me. And now I'm trying to reconnect. But at the same time, trying to stay humble and trying to stay out of my ego. But at the same time, being sovereign and being powerful, it's very hard to balance it all out without sounding very proud of my light. And I won't hide my light either anymore. It's very hard to do that. So I could see why some people will judge us if we are so sure of ourselves and we know the truth and we quickly can decide if it's worth our wasting our time or not. But everybody needs to connect to their own spirit and connect to your heart, because that's where the truth is. And
I couldn't say it any clearer. Well, thank you so much. I always love when you reach out. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, BBS Radio will have the whole show, you know, the podcast back there. So when you have a moment, because I want you to be able to hear the incredible, you know, communication in letter form that went back and forth. But we have to take a break now. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. Over the past 40 years, Miss Tina has helped thousands of people regain clarity, peace of mind, and spiritual freedom with her intuitive, spiritual, and healing gifts. And now, she can assist you too. With one-on-one support, spiritual consultations, and healing modalities provided through online sessions via Zoom. Miss Tina specializes in intuitive consultations, spiritual life coaching, energy healing, loss of a pet consultations, loss of a loved one consultations, alien abduction consultations. Listen to what her clients say. Miss Tina is an amazing, sensitive, insightful, compassionate, and a trusted spiritual teacher. Miss Tina is truly gifted, kind, and has a beautiful, soothing energy that puts you immediately at ease. Join Miss Tina every Wednesday evening, live at 8 p.m. EDT on the Miss Tina Show, podcasted on the most trafficked social networks and the largest podcast portals on the planet. To schedule a private session, go to www.misstinashow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thanks for joining me. If you just tuned in, please connect with www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show tomorrow. Again, www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show. And please start from the very beginning. And please share, okay, with everyone that you know. And if you'd like to get to know a little bit more about me, my one-on-one private practice that I do worldwide on Zoom, my best-selling books, just check out my website, www.misstinashow.com. I think it's so important to understand that 50 years ago when I was 17 years of age, I'll never forget the first time I walked into a radio studio. You know, 50 years ago, there were no such things as energy healers. There was no such thing as love and light. This all language that we're talking about today, and terminology, new age and all of that, that just didn't exist 50 years ago. And when I walked into the studio, I already knew at that young age that more than likely they were going to be just like my earth parents. They were going to be just like the priest from the Roman Catholic Church and the BVM nuns. They were going to be, you know, similar in dynamics of what was going on the streets of Chicago. I knew I was very different. I knew I was very different from a very, very young age. And I knew at a young age that I had to make a choice. And I was either going to become what other people wanted me to become on all different levels of dimensions of behavior, right? And at a young age, I made a decision to remain who I was already. I knew at a very young age that I was already someone, that I didn't need to change, you know, just because I reincarnated and got another body. And I looked around and looked around. I mean, who knows how many thousands of years old I was, right, when I incarnated in this lifetime? Who knows how many incarnations I had, how many times I was a man, how many times I was a woman, how many, right? And it doesn't really matter because there's only one soul and one consciousness that just continues to live eternally. You just continue to live. You never die. And you come back into an encasement in a human body on earth and you see all this misery, all this suffering, all this unhappiness, all the pain. I just couldn't understand. And even now, still today, I'm 67 years of age right now. And I couldn't understand why one human wanted to hurt or kill or destroy another. None of it made any sense to me. Wars didn't make sense to me. Hatred, the damnation of others, judgment, why darker skin colors were looked upon, you know, just like, oh, right. I mean, I just didn't understand any of this. And I realized at a very young age that I didn't want to be like other people, basically, on the earth. I just didn't, back in the 50s. I didn't want to partake in their hatred. I didn't want to partake in their judgment. I didn't want to partake in their drama. I didn't want to partake in their confusion, their fear. I wanted to remain who I was, which is exactly the same consciousness and energy that I am today. Call it love or light or whatever you would like. It's a very quiet, gentle, simple, peaceful life that I've lived in this last 67 years in this particular lifetime. And the purpose of Miss Tina's show is not to judge you and tell you who to become or what you should become. The purpose of the show is to give you an option. Hi, my name is Miss Tina, or my full name is Clementina Marie Giovanetti in this lifetime, in a woman's body. This is who I am, and I'm giving you the opportunity to get to know me, to experience me, to hear from my own voice, from my own essence, from my own spirit, from my own soul, who I am, how I see the world, what do I think about the world, and my perspective on the world. And to share with you along the way from the time I was a little child, a little girl in Chicago in the ghetto, what I saw, what I experienced, and then what I decided to do for myself and for myself only. I am never going to judge you or tell you what to do, what's right, or what's wrong. That is your choice that you need to make for yourself. It's kind of like going into an ice cream shop, you know, like Ben and Jerry, and I don't know how many flavors they have. And it's like, can I try that flavor too? Or how about that one too? That's what life is really all about. And every time that you are given the gift of life through an incarnation, you get to live life from a whole new perspective. This lifetime, I chose to come in as a woman. A former lifetime, I was a man. And so from every time that you choose to incarnate and you choose to come back to Earth, Earth is also changing too. I mean, not even 100 years ago, Afro-Americans were still basically considered property, like cattle, and treated as slaves. Women were not allowed to vote. Women were not really provided the opportunity of an education, of a formal education, Earth formal education. The movie I saw many years ago that I loved, Barbra Streisand in Yentl. If you've seen it, you'll understand. If you haven't, pick it up. Barbra Streisand, Yentl. And she cuts all of her hair. She's a Jewish girl. Because back then, in that time and era, women were not allowed to go to school to get an education. Their whole purpose in life was to basically learn how to cook, be someone's wife, and raise children. Very similar to my upbringing as an Italian Roman Catholic girl as well. You are going to choose. You are going to choose what you're going to do with life. This is your life. And you're going to create your own reality. And I'm not creating a platform of judgment. There's no right or wrong. Because at the end of the day, from a soul perspective, we're all the same. And we're all learning. We're all learning about ourselves and about each other. And within our experiences, we choose. We can't control. Everybody has free will and choice. It's actually a universal law. No matter what dimension or planet you go on and what species that you say hi to, you know, whoever they are, what kind of, whatever their planet is located, if they speak a language or don't, what color skin that they have, if they have sexual gender or no sexual, it doesn't matter. They're just containers. At the end of the day, I do a lot of work with extraterrestrial contact, extraterrestrial abduction. I look at extraterrestrials no differently than I look at humans. It's a consciousness that actually takes form in a container. And yes, they might live in a different dimension or frequency, no different than people here on planet Earth, live in a different country or a different city or a different town. But I don't get blinded by or distracted by their form. I don't get confused by their actual, like, energetic or physical origin of where they exist. I'm reading their energy, their consciousness, their intention, and trying to understand their own culture and their own belief systems of what they've been exposed to, what they've been indoctrinated with, what they have been exposed to, what they have been taught. And I see all species, regardless of what container they take, where they primarily exist or function or live in, on Earth, on a different planet, no planet, just a craft, it's all the same to me. It's consciousness. I keep it simple. It's consciousness. And I embrace and welcome consciousness. Because in my reality, there's only one God and one family. And within that realm of creation, it's not just creation on Earth, but there's so much life forms and living species that are all, well, it just goes on and on and on within the universe and the galaxy. My show, I hope, is going to be just a very safe place for each one of you to just spend a little time with yourself, your own thoughts, your own belief systems, your fears, your concerns, your worries, your anger, your sadness. And then I'm going to just reach out to you and say, hi, my name is Miss Tina. I'd like to get to let you know, allow you to get to know me. And I want to share my reality with you. Because I have found and uncovered and discovered within myself, not the human, but myself, who I am right now in my energy, of the amazing tranquility that I have, the amazing peace that I have, contentment that I have, the ability to love and like myself, the ability to trust myself, the ability to be in the world, but not of it, because I know this isn't my home. I know I'm just visiting Earth. I'm just visiting. This is just a little visiting. I'm just here for school and learn some more about other cultures, other species, other consciousnesses, and also if I can be of some assistance and some help to those who would like to choose love and light, for those who would like to find within themselves a profound state of grace and peace, home. I'm home within my earth manifestation, even though I live on the earth with all this chaos that's going on, and destruction and hatred and fear. Please join me every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Miss Tina Show. And please check out my website at www.misstinashow.com. Until next time, see you next Wednesday.